The state of Alaska says Fuel Watch, a program designed to keep the heat and lights on in rural Alaska, is working well. It came about after several fuel-related crises in rural Alaska. In October 2008, the Alaska Federation of Natives called upon the federal and state governments to declare an energy emergency, where some residents were paying twice as much for heating, fuel, and gasoline as urban Alaskans. KMBA's Jacqueline Estes has more.
In 2008, early freeze-up in some communities kept barges from landing to deliver fuel. It was also a cold winter, so people had to use more heating oil than usual to stay warm. As villages ran low on fuel, the only way to get more was to have it delivered by airplane, an expensive alternative to barges. Plus, fuel prices were already at their peak, a third higher than in 2000. Director of the Division of Community and Regional Affairs, Tara Jolly, says staff started taking steps to help. In 2009, employees made about 1,500 phone calls to some 200 communities and to fuel suppliers. They made the calls again this year.
We made these calls. This year was 884 contacts to until we reach somebody to find out if they have fuel coming, if they have fuel ordered, do they need a loan to get the fuel, and so forth.
Jolly says the calls show that villages face a range of problems, including inadequate infrastructure.
They have storage issues. You know, they have small storage tanks and things like that. Or they have low water where you can't get in there with a barge at a certain time of the year. Mostly they need help with filling out applications for state loan.
The state has two no-interest or low-interest loan programs for communities that can't afford to pay for a full year's worth of fuel up front. Jolly says DCRA will continue to stay in touch with rural residents so things stay on track.
We keep our finger on the pulse of that and try to divert any crises.
The Institute of Social and Economic Research at the University of Alaska Anchorage has prepared studies for the state legislature and for community and regional affairs as they consider long-term remedies. In Anchorage, I'm Jacqueline Estes.